Western Australia will overhaul controversial laws that automatically send people to prison for unpaid fines. The laws have been criticised in recent years for the disproportionate number of Aboriginal people, particularly women, who end up behind bars. But the legislation to be introduced tomorrow has been overshadowed by the arrest of a woman attempting to report an assault. Bridget Fitzgerald has the story.
On Saturday night, Keenan Dickey walked into a fast food restaurant in Perth with a broken rib, her bag and phone missing. When police arrived, the 34-year-old told them she'd been assaulted. The officers informed her she had outstanding warrants for unpaid fines. The next morning, after spending the night in hospital, Keenan Dickey visited a police station to report the assault. But instead, she was taken to prison.
That was probably the longest ride of my life because I was really quite scared.
She found herself in a locked cell before, she says, she'd even been given the chance to report what had happened the night before.
I understand that I had outstanding fines. That's fine. That wasn't my issue. I just wanted to be able to make my statement first while it was fresh in my mind.
Western Australia has come under fire in recent years for its fine default laws that send offenders directly to jail. Like Keenan Dickey, most of those ending up behind bars are Aboriginal women.
I've had a gutful and I'm going to imminently introduce legislation that stops this happening.
Western Australia's Attorney General John Quigley will introduce legislation tomorrow to overhaul the way infringements are dealt with, ensuring prison will be a last resort. Fine default laws were thrust into the spotlight in 2014 when Yamatji woman Miss Dew was jailed for unpaid fines and died in custody 2 days later. A coroner's report later recommended jail time for unpaid fines should be scrapped.
This is a shame on Western Australia and we're going to stop it pronto.
Now, instead of imposing prison time, new laws will give the state the power to garnish wages or Centrelink payments over a period of time until the debt is paid. There will also be options to convert the debt into community work. The changes will bring WA in line with laws in other states. Law Society of Western Australia President Greg McIntyre says most people end up in prison because they're working off a fine or they can't afford bail.
I suspect it will see probably a good 20% reduction, if not more, in those held in custody.
But for so many, this change comes too late. Keenan Dickey says her experience has left her heartbroken for other women inside.
I was only there for 24 hours and I honestly do not know how they must be superheroes because it's just awful. It really is.
In a statement, a spokeswoman for WA Police said Keenan Dickey attended the police station to discuss her outstanding fines. Then, after receiving information from a media outlet that Keenan Dickey had been assaulted, the spokeswoman said police visited her at her home on Tuesday afternoon, where she made a complaint regarding the alleged assault.
Bridget Fitzgerald with that report.